Day 16 of 40 Days with Jesus. In John chapter 20 and verse 20, we see that Jesus makes himself known to them. After he'd spoken those words of peace that we thought about yesterday, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. So not only did Jesus bring them peace in that locked room, he also brought this sense of new hope, proving to them that this was resurrection, this was real. In the parallel passage that you might want to look at in Luke chapter 24 and verses 36 to 43, we read a bit more detail about what happened on that night when Jesus made himself known through his hands and his feet. He asked them to touch him and see that it was real, that this wasn't just a ghostly apparition, an illusion, their imagination. But he wanted them to know that this was something physical. This was solid evidence that Jesus had been physically raised from the dead. And that news transforms everything for us. I love the touch that Luke brings to this story when Jesus just asked them for a piece of broiled fish and he took it and ate it in their presence. This again, this very physical act, this moment that he hoped would convince them at last that this was not just some made up story, this wasn't some dream, but this was solid hope. And I think it's that makes this difference. This sense of hope is something solid. We can stand on it. It's not just some pipe dream, some wish that we want to happen in the future. No, this is hope. This is secure hope. And just like yesterday, we thought about this sense of eternal peace and internal peace. I think this hope is also couched in that sense of eternity, but also an internal thing that we can bring into our everyday as well. The fact that Jesus rose from the dead gives us an eternal hope that there is resurrection for all now, that Jesus has conquered death itself and he has sealed this deal of eternal hope as well. Something that is so solid now, so certain that we can live in the light of that certainty. But there's also this sense of internal hope as well. Our hope is far greater than anything else that we see our world putting their trust in. And people put their trust in so many different things, don't they? But for the follower of Jesus, we come back to this moment, this resurrection moment, that we can embrace in our own lives and live every moment in the light of it. Of course, for these first followers of Jesus, we mustn't be too hard on them, that they're slow to understand. I think we all would be in that place, in that moment. But as we follow these various encounters of Jesus, the risen Jesus with various different people, we too can take this hope and embed it in our lives and live in the certainty of it, that death has been destroyed, that death, the ultimate challenge for our humanity, was overtaken and conquered by the resurrection of Jesus. And we stand every day in the certainty of that, the confidence that those disciples began to realize, we can know it and we can experience it. I pray that you will not only receive peace, but you'll also be able to hold on to this hope, that even in this current situation, it will end and we will be able to know again the confidence and certainty of Jesus. I pray that for you today. I pray it for you every day, that you might experience it and know it. Let's pray together. Thank you, God, for the glorious hope that I can have in you. Your word says that one day there will be a new heaven and a new earth. I can't quite grasp it all at the moment, but I know that I can trust you and your promises today, and I can look forward to it. But I pray that for today, my hope will be in you. And whatever I face, I cling to that hope and live in the light of it today. May I be someone who lives with hope. In the name of Jesus, amen.